Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello. This episode of In Entrepreneurship A to Z, we are on the letter L, and our topic is lifelong learning. And this comes right on time, right on the heels that we now have the entrepreneur bar chart, the quick reference A to Z, now available at the store, online, and it will be also premiered at the Pink MogulCon conference that's going to be this year in Tennessee. We've been a member of the MogulCon event since it started about 5-6 years ago by Dr. Felicia Phillips, and this year we will be there again. Very excited about that. And so if you are anywhere in the Nashville area, Nashville, Tennessee area, please, by all means, stop by. Visit online the Pink Mogul, MogulCon. I refer to it as Pink Mogul. That was one of the original names, but it's evolved into MogulCon. Look that up online and look for the dates. It's the first weekend in November, November 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, look that up and make plans, save that date. Now, that aside, let's talk about our topic, lifelong learning. And like I said, that kind of triggered me wanting to reference the entrepreneurship quick reference. And those of you who know the quick reference, it's those laminated booklets, I guess you would say, or mini booklets that are usually trifold. They have those six pages, but they're always very concentrated, very comprehensive, with a lot of information. And no, each and every bar chart is written by an industry expert. Bar chart, not just anyone writes these, or not just some generic staff writes these. These are people that are industry leaders. And that's why we're proud to say that we at Technology Espresso Kids created the STEM and STEAM bar chart that is carried by the corporation and company. Now, back to entrepreneurship. This quick reference is one of those things that, again, is chock full of information. Sometimes you've got to use your magnifying glass because they use probably an 8-point font, but they make sure that they cram a lot of information in there. And let me just read some of the topics related to entrepreneurship, because what I want you to understand about lifelong learning, there's so many aspects, and you have to wear so many hats as an entrepreneur that you first may need to, in general, learn about a lot of different topics, and then find those areas that really apply and deep dive into those. And whether it's books, audio books, whether it's YouTube videos, whether it's going to live seminars and webinars, and whether it's getting a one-on-one mentor or coach, there's a lot of different ways to learn, and there's a lot of different learning styles. Find what works for you. And one of the things that I will say, because we've talked about it a lot, as an entrepreneur, your time is often so precious. You're trying to be all things and all places and wearing multiple hats. Well, for me, doing audiobooks, logging on, and when I'm in the car is my classroom. So if I've got 30 minutes or 45 minutes that I've got to be driving or might be in traffic, especially living here in Atlanta, then I can flip on and listen to a chapter or two of various books. One time I had a 2-hour commute back and forth every weekend. And for most, that would probably drive you crazy. But for me, that I use that time, I purpose that time for my audio books, and the time would fly for me. And I probably read more and absorbed more in that period of time because I had that routine. Just like some people have a workout routine, I have that routine where I'm reading and I'm learning on a weekly basis, let alone a daily basis. But let's talk about some of the topics, because if you might think, oh, well, what else do I need to learn and explore? You never should want to stop learning, but especially about something that's your passion, because you're constantly honing and refining, not just understanding the product that you have, but also the business aspect of what you're building and creating. Because remember, as an entrepreneur, it's not just the right brain, the creative pieces, it's the left brain and the strategic and the business. This is meant to be a business venture. So first of all, understanding the history of entrepreneurship. That's one of the things covered in the quick reference. Then the full definition. Just identifying even types of entrepreneurs. Do you know what type of entrepreneur that you are? There is understanding the value of your creation, understanding innovation and creativity, understanding what's a niche product or a niche service, understanding entrepreneurship or intrapreneurship. In some cases, entrepreneurs have a daytime job and they have their own entrepreneurship that they have. But using both the skill sets that you need for entrepreneurship on your daytime or daily job, that is called intrapreneurship. And what I'm saying is IN instead of EN. So intrapreneurship. It talks about that and understanding that part of it. Because if you're reusing the same skills, both in your day and in your venture and your extracurricular, then you get that much stronger. Understanding the whole concept of a startup business. Transitioning from just being an entrepreneurship and just the venture part of the being an entrepreneur into business. A lot of business, there's a whole evolution and life cycle. Do you know where you are in the life cycle of your business? Then going into the business planning aspect of it. The various steps from the understanding the company, the marketing, understanding market research, management, operation, financial analysis, and projections, funding, and then also the idea of exiting. what is your end goal for your business? A lot of that has to do with how you structure your business going into it and how it evolves. Another big topic is the whole topic of business marketing, especially online marketing. That's a whole area. There are the four P's. There is product, placement, price, and promotion. Have you really explored that to its fullest? Funding and financial viability, both your personal debt, equity, seller, crowdfunding, venture capitalist, understanding those different sectors and aspects and how they apply to your business. The whole area of study around business operation. The idea and the concept of harvesting the business, knowing what you want to get out of it and knowing when you need to exit. Understanding just business terminology, being able to talk the talk and the different terminology, which is exactly what this podcast is all about, the entrepreneurship A to Z. And then the entrepreneurship map, taking you from mindset to commerce, to ideas and ideation. Continuously, when you come up with an idea, you can't stop there because that idea eventually becomes mainstream or stale or copy. So you got to be thinking about what's next. Feasibility, action, and then adjusting. That idea of that continuous improvement, understanding that. So these are all topics for you to, as I was rattling them off, maybe one or two caught your ear. And I will also just add on to the back end, for all of these topics, there are other bar chart quick references. If you're a person, you like something tangible, something that you can put in your hand and you have the time to sit and read, maybe it's on your commute. Our bookstore is situated next to a hotel. A lot of people pick up bar charts and read them in their hotel rooms. They're just big enough. They're not overwhelming. They're not huge. There's a book that you have to lug around. But it's quick and concise. And each one of the topics I just talked about, there's a bar chart to help you get a concentrated amount of information in a short period of time. And we as entrepreneurs know how valuable time is. So, with that said, hope that you got some good tips and ideas and have set your mind to the idea that this is about lifelong learning. When you go down this road of entrepreneurship, you'll never stop learning. You'll never stop growing. That's our topic for today. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.